السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكر الغافلون. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سأل سائل بعذاب واقع للكافرين ليس له دافع من الله ذي المعارج. تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة. فاصبر صبرا جميلا إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, is human nature that anything valuable that you have concern and worry of protecting it. Our homes, our businesses, our money, our vehicle, these are all valuable gifts that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And we'll take maximum security measures when we are closing the business, put proper burglar guards, proper gates, locks, alarm system. At home also we'll have burglar guards, proper gates in the front, etc. And the bigger the home, the bigger the business, the more security responsibilities we have, and the more features or more money we spend in the security of our homes and businesses, etc. If you have a vehicle, one is you have a simple old second-hand vehicle, and you take some security measures, park in a secure place. But if something happen to get lost, you lose a few thousand rands, a few hundred dollars. But you have a very expensive luxury vehicle, and it just came out from the garage, brand new. We put the best alarm system. We park it in the evening, a secure garage, lock-up garage, etc. Because we know how we worked hard to earn the money. And then we bought that vehicle after years of saving money. And if somebody happened to steal the vehicle at night, what inconvenience and what grief we may have. More protecting than the world, the things of the world, is to protect our iman. Islam is the correct religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Verily the religion that accepted by Allah is Islam. Any other ism that goes against the correct teachings of the Quran, against the correct teaching of the Ahadith, the teachings of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu, a person can lose the iman. Quran Sharif is the last and final authentic book of Allah amongst us. The Torah, Zabur, Injil that were revealed on the previous prophets is changed and abrogated. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu is the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Isa alayhi salam told his people to worship one Allah and told the people that there is a Nabi that is going to come after me, That is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, bring iman. And regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salam, our correct beliefs, Nabi Isa alayhi salam is not the son of God and is not part of God. We can't say Jesus is God, Isa alayhi salam is God. We say Nabi Isa alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah, is a prophet of Allah. And Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, every Muslim knows the Surah Ba'at. We must know the English meaning of the Surah. Try to learn it. And Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Allahus Samad, Lam Yalid, Walam Yulad, Walam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. Allah is one, Allah is independent. Allah does not give birth to any children. Neither Allah was born from any parent. And Allah Ta'ala is controlling the whole universe. The power of Allah is supreme. Nobody is equal to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala anything. We also love our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In Jannah, paradise, our Nabi has got the highest rank. But also Nabi is not equal to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to the people of his time how the Christians overpraised Nabi Isa alayhi salam and made him Jesus is God or Jesus the Son of God. These are statements of disbelief, of shirk, ascribing partners to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So we all love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and we must practice on the Sunnah teaching of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Remember, if we read our daily five-time Farz Salah on its prescribed time, made with Jama'ah in the Masjid, we recite Surah Yasin Sharif and other parts of the Quran Sharif daily, we take the Tasbih and recite Zikrullah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening. We recite other authentic Zikrullah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. We are doing ourselves a favor, it is a means of protecting our iman. And we go for our work and to our for our jobs to different places. Either you work in a factory, in somebody's shop, in a business, or you've got a business of your own, or you work in the farms or the orchards. Whatever type of work we are doing, but we Muslims have to read our Farz Salah on its time. In our busy work schedule, we take out to go to the time to go to the toilet, to the bathroom when the need arises. When we feel hungry, we have tea time, lunch time, supper time. We take out time for our physical food. We need to take out time for our spiritual food. And when we die, Allah must make it easy for us to recite the kalima shahada at the time of death. And our family, friends, the imam of the masjid, the ulama, will read our janazah, make a fatiha by the grave, and then we will leave. And then in the grave we'll be alone. The angel will ask, Man Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? Ma deenuk, what was your religion? Islam. It will be asked about our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if you are regular with your salah, abstain from the disobedience and haram actions. Allah will help us to answer the questions in the grave. And our grave will be made a garden of Jannah. On the other hand, if a person was not regular with their Farz Salah, was not regular in abstaining from sins and disobedience of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then it will be difficult for him to answer the questions in the grave. And then the punishment in the grave will start. May Allah protect us and will continue on the day of Qiyamah towards Jahannam. May Allah protect us. I will recite a few verses from Surah Al-Ma'arij, Para 29 of the glorious Quran Sharif. These verses Allah explains about the day of Qiyamah. One is we Muslims who leave the world with iman. Let's read this dua. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Ya Allah, do not take this iman away from us after you have guided us to the correct religion of Islam. So Allah explaining the punishment the non-Muslim disbelievers will be getting. سَأَلَ سَائِلٌ بِعَذَابِ وَاقِعٍ. And during the golden era of Rasulullah, there were many non-Muslims, Abu Jahl, etc., Nadr bin Haris. They were asked, enemies of Islam. They should ascribe partners to Allah. When Nabi Islam told them, don't worship idols, worship one Allah only. And our beloved Rasul explained to them, this Abu Jahl and many other non-Muslims that time, out of pride and arrogance, they pose a question to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You saying the azab of Allah going to come to us if we don't bring iman? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't ask for the azab, because if Allah's azab will come, then you'll go to the fire of hell forever. You still got chance of reflecting on the true message, and you make tawbah, istighfar, and you repent from your mistakes, and you recite La ilaha illa Muhammad Rasulullah wa ashadu an la ilaha ashadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu, then your past sins will be forgiven and will get Jannah. But on the answer of this arrogant, proud non-Muslim who said, where will Allah's azab going to come? Where will the punishment of Allah come? Allah saying in this verse, لِلْكَافِرِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُ دَافِعٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ ذِي الْمَعَارِجِ. The non-Muslims will be afflicted with a severe punishment, but they cannot avert it. There won't be, anything to protect them from the punishment of Allah and from Allah, the controller of the skies. تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقَدَارُهُ 50,000 years. On the day of Qiyamah, and today while we are living also, Allah is controlling the living and the dead. There are angels that are moving around on earth. And to the Muslims, the angels come in the form of assistance, peace, tranquility. And we know as humans, we learn in madrasa, kiraman katibin, there are angels on our right and on our left. One angel is writing down all the good actions that we do, and the other angel is writing all the sins and mistakes that we do. So Allah says in verse ayat number 4 in Surah Ma'arij, the angels and soul ascend to him. This punishment will take place on a day, the duration of which shall be 50,000 years. So exercise patience in a most beautiful manner. Fasbir sabran jamila. Verily, they see it being far off. Innam yarunu ba'ida wa narahu qariba. But we see it being nearly. Those obedient servants of Allah, we have a respectful debt of iman. We know when we bury the dead, we recite the dua when you're putting sand in the grave. Minha khalqnakum, wa fiha nu'idukum, wa minha nukhrijukum, staratul ukhra. We are created from sand. The first human was Nabi Adam alayhi salam. The first female Nabi Hawa alayhi salam. And Allah created Adam alayhi salam through sand. And then through the union of nikah, not through adultery and zina, through nikah, proper nikah, the children of mankind increase, and the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, mankind increase. And we are sent into this world as a test. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. Those Muslims that were regular with the Faras Salam, those Muslims that abstained from major sins like adultery, zina, music, the worst sins that you can think of, homosexuality, lesbianism, these are major, major sins that draw the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has prepared Jannah for them. وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ. The sinful servant will go to Jahannam. May Allah protect us. And Allah says, those non-Muslims are asking when the azab going to come. What's happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, Gaza, in Syria, other war-torn countries? Our Shuhada martyrs enjoying themselves in Jannah. And the non-Muslim, the moment they die, their punishment will be start and be forever. May Allah protect us. And nobody can be protected from the azab of Allah. And it's on the day of Qiyamah, the sun will be above our heads. Seven categories of people will be protected from the punishment of the grave. And among them are those two Muslims who have sincere love to do good action together. We meet five times in the masjid, three salat jama'ah. We get together to speak about the Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to take the tasbih and recite zikrullah, to write salawat and durun on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You meet to assist the poor and needy, the orphans, the destitute, those oppressed in the war-torn countries, who are displaced, who don't even have a slice of bread to eat, and you assist the poor and needy. These are all good works that have been done. And for the believer, the day of Qiyamah will be very short. When we read the two sunnat of Fajr, how long it takes before the faraz of Fajr, we recite Qul Ya Ayyul Kahf in the first rak'ah and Qul La Wahad in the second rak'ah. They say for a good pious Muslim, the day of Qiyamah will be like this two rak'ahs of sunnat of Fajr, and they'll be smiling all the way to Jannah, paradise, in the blessed company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida wa narahu qareeba. You think Qiyamah is far away? No. The moment death comes, your Qiyamah has started. The moment the time of death comes, you won't get opportunity to read one time Subhanallah. You won't get opportunity to read your Qaza Salah. The Faraz Salah that was not read on its prescribed time, make the Qaza of it before you die, my brothers. The moment death comes, no more chance to do any more good actions. So, and whoever passed away, their Qiyamah had already come. And we want Jannah. The other verse about Qiyamah, اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will seal the mouths and the hands will speak what it touched and what it did. If you touched a prostitute, you committed zina, you did the sinful acts of homosexuality and lesbianism, the hands are going to speak. The feet will speak where it walked. If you walk to the cinema, nightclub, casino, or to a home of a prostitute, or to some haram venue, the legs is going to speak. May Allah protect us. Allah has given us an opportunity to make tawbah and istighfar. Nobody is perfect. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ عَلَى بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. But to make tawbah, we have to read our salam. To make tawbah, we have to leave the actions. Be remorseful. Leave the action and make sense into not going towards action. And remember that أَقْصِرُ الزِّكْرَ حَازِمِ اللَّزَّاتِ يَنِي عَلْمُونَ. The cutter of pleasures is remembrance of death. Think that what if I die in doing something haram? What if my death comes with the alcohol bottle in my hand or in the lap of a prostitute or in a cinema or a nightclub? It will be what a disgraceful death. So let us choose good practicing Muslim as friends, and we cannot be so friendly with the non-Muslims where they invite you to the wedding or funeral in a church or a temple. We're not allowed to go to a church, temple or anything, even for a wedding or a funeral, because they'll be saying words of shirk. They're ascribing partners of Allah, and if they say Jesus is God and Jesus is Son of God, we cannot entertain those types of beliefs. And if we go past a church, temple, synagogue, any non-Muslim places of worship, immediately renew our iman. Recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul huwallahu ahad, one time, three times, five times. And say, we take Nabi Isa as the prophet and Nabi. Only Allah is Allah. And only Islam is the correct religion. And at the time of that, Ya Allah, may Allah give us death on a Friday while doing some good actions that is beloved to Allah, beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah protect us from the punishment of this world, punishment of the grave, the difficulties on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.